It was a volcanic eruption Andrea Rodriguez Concepcion had expected, but never thought it would actually happen in her lifetime, on her doorstep, now threatening the family business she ran for almost two generations. From the terrace, the volcano's epicenter appears so close, attracting customers to the restaurant, the curious, the media, and those observing their homes being swallowed by the slow-moving lava.
People's homes and lives have been destroyed. Imagine how I feel. I can't sleep. I feel sad. I wonder what else can this volcano take from me.
As the hours go by, the volcano cracks open more ground. The Earth's surface is unable to hold back the hot magma boiling below ground. Spanish Guardia Civil are evacuating villages, neighborhoods, while 6,000 people are being looked after by the state authorities. Others are sleeping rough in their cars. But for how long?
I'm staying here because I am emotionally connected to this land. Even if the lava has swallowed my home, I want to go back to my house and mourn.
One after the other, government officials from Madrid come to the remote island for a few hours' visit to show their support to local authorities who are powerless in the face of an overflowing force of nature that cannot be contained.
The management of the crisis does not end when the lava reaches the sea. On the contrary, the management of the crisis will end when La Palma recovers its normality and with the involvement of the different administrations.
The last eruption was 50 years ago. This one is far more intense. A thick river of 1,000 degrees Celsius lava is slowly making its way to the ocean. At contact, it will release toxic chemicals into the atmosphere.
The air is filled with microscopic volcanic jagged rocks that make up the ash. And when you breathe in, it's suffocating. No one knows how long this will last, whether it'll take days, weeks, or months before this eruption ends.
Despite the looming threat, Andrea Rodriguez Concepcion does not want to leave the family restaurant behind. A lifetime of memories and moments hangs in the balance as the sound of the volcano's echoes closer, shaking Andrea's determination to stay till the very end. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, La Palma, Canaries, Spain.